Like to call your attention to the gospel according to St. Luke. Out of St. Luke, the 11th chapter, I read verses 11 through 13, and also a supporting scripture from 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 that you've already heard in your hearing. The gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 11. We also thank God for our women paying tribute to the fathers this morning and singing so beautifully for us. We thank God for their spirit this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible reads, "If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Supporting scripture from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 6 and 7. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. There's nothing like the love of a caring father. There's nothing like the love of a caring father. It's only by the grace and the mercy of God that I am blessed by the best to be here to praise God one more time. And we all come to praise him wholeheartedly, not half praising. God tired of them half praises. Warmed over testimonies. Got to get fresh every now and then. Don't be afraid to tell God thank you. Some of you just feel like, well, I can't talk in the front of other folk, but if you just get up, and don't get up just to get up, let something on the inside pull you up. Then when you get up, you got something to share with the people of God. We thank God for allowing us, and I thank God for just feeling a little bit better. Because we come to praise him, and we come to lift up his name, and we come to honor all of our fathers. But first of all, we got to honor and give praise to the Father who gave us the Father. You see, our Father is flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone, and sometimes we even inherit some of their ways and their actions. Anybody ever told you, you act like your daddy? Sometimes they say you look like your daddy. Then sometimes they say, you just better not act like your daddy. Anybody know anything about that? All of us, every one of us in here have or have had a father. And it's important to us. It's important to us just to know that they are just as important as your mother. We tend to give all credit to the mother. And she did go through the 9 months of carrying you, and she did bear all the pain in getting you into the world, but you wouldn't have got there if it hadn't been for daddy. So it takes both of you, the mother and the father, in order to create a baby, and then it takes God to get in the plan and make it part of his plan to allow you to come to be a part of the earth. So we say to all fathers near and far, happy Father's Day. Be blessed and be thankful for all the gifts of life that God have given you. If you are a father this morning, you ought to be thankful. Because fatherhood is a blessing. There are some people, some men that would like to be a father that would never experience that biologically. But I thank God that God put us in a position where all of us can be a father to somebody. This is a day that somebody ought to make you feel good about doing the things that you like to do anyway. It's a part of you to take care of your family. It's a part of you to love your family, to make sacrifices and to do all that you can to make sure that they have. And nothing makes a father happier than seeing his family happy. Now, if for whatever reason you have not taken care of the business at hand, you might not get special treatment today. You actually might be overlooked. No one may even tell you Happy Father's Day. You might not be one to get a gift in a box or in a bag. Nobody might not give you $5 or $10 and say Happy Father's Day. But regardless to whether they give you anything or not, you got to understand that if you are not being treated like you think you ought to be treated, it's nobody's fault but your own. Because if you hadn't been the father that you need to be, ain't nobody going to bend over backwards to make you feel good today. But if you've been half of the father that you need to be, somebody will make a sacrifice to make you feel good today. Somebody will cook you a meal. Somebody will run you some bath water. Somebody will just be there to let you know that I appreciate how you go without to make sure that we have. And then you got to understand that you got to know that you are blessed to be a father. But it would be reminded that if you don't get that special treatment, if you don't deserve it, you still got to understand that God is the one in control. The Bible declares that whether you deserve a gift in a box or not, if you've been a deadbeat dad, if you've been a no good pappy, or whatever you want to call those folk that didn't come up to the test of time. If you've been one of those that's just been stringing along and got babies all over town and ain't taking care of nobody's baby nowhere. The one that nobody's going to look up to. Nobody's going to say Happy Father's Day. I come to let you know and remind you that even if you don't deserve it, God said that you still ought to receive honor. I don't care how mad you are at that man. Don't turn that child against that man because you don't like him no more. So many times we use our children as little pawns because we know that one love, that both of you love him, so why are you going to keep one away from him? Even, and you know what I like to tell young men sometimes, if you don't have a dollar, you got a little time. If you spend time with the child and make a bond with the child, that's more important than a dollar bill. Running up on a special holiday with a few gifts in a bag and a couple designer clothes, that don't make you Big Daddy. You come back 2 months later and that kid done outgrew them clothes. But the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The role of the parents are to teach and train their children, instructing them on how God would have them to live. And they got to agree with one another on how to approach childbearing. There comes a time that one can't say yes and the other say no. Because the children know how to work you against one another. So you got to learn how to be firm enough and to talk and communicate well enough to not let one get over on the other. You got to have a system in place to where whatever the rule of the house is, that's what the rule of the house is. Just because you may feel like that mama might give you a little lead way. If daddy said, no, ain't no need of going talking to mama. Daddy done spoke. But the problem is that too many mamas say, baby, don't tell him. You just go ahead and do it. Come on back. And everything gonna be all right. But anytime you fall out of the system or the guideline that God has given you, you're setting yourself up for a trap. Because if you teach that child to tell a lie on this side, after
after a while, when you want to hear the truth, that child going to be already taught how to tell a lie. So the Bible says, instruct that child in the way that they should go. You can't expect them to know what to do if nobody trained them. And then we look at some of the children and they say they don't have home training. How do you know? By the way that they carry themselves. But then there are some children that got home training that's just hard-headed, stubborn and mean, and got a mind that I'm going to do what I want to do anyhow. We got some children that believe it. I got to see it the hard way. I don't care how many times you try to pave the way, I'm going to do it my way. But the Bible says that even though they may do things that are not right, we are not to provoke them. You see, when you provoke them, you know, sometimes they say, well, when daddy get home, you're going to get it. And there was a certain amount of fear in that child to know that I don't want to be dealing with daddy. Because when daddy get home, it's business. Mama can't whoop quite hard as daddy. So I don't want to go through that. But you got to understand that you don't want your child to be afraid of you. If you are so strictly disciplined that you can't know your goings and your comings, it will lead a child to be bitter. It will lead a child to have strife and anger. And that child will not really know how to love and to understand and to try to reason with somebody. When you scare the child, even though the child may jump when you say jump, child don't respect you. That child just scared of you. I'd much rather have a child that respects me than scared of me. Because if you're scared of me, then when you really need to talk to me, you're not going to talk to me. I'm talking to some fathers in here that need to communicate with their family. Not only their children, you got to talk to that woman that you're talking to. And mean what you say and say what you mean. Time out for walking around with your chest stuck out. Talking about I'm somebody's daddy. Hadn't bought Pampers the first. Don't know what kind of formula the baby done drunk. Next time you see the baby running around and playing football, and now you standing on the sideline, that's my son. Is it? Where were you when the child didn't have nobody to teach them how to throw a football? Where were you when they were in the little league games and somebody need to be on the sideline, but you somewhere doing your thing? That's why you're not getting nothing today. Fathers got to understand that parenting is a continuous job. Not just when the baby comes. You all proud with your jaws out. But it's a continuous thing. How many of you parents know that it don't stop at 18? It don't stop at 21. It don't stop at 30. It don't even stop at 45 if mom and dad is still around. As long as mom and daddy is around, there come a time you don't want to ask for a handout, but it's just good to know that they're there. Oh, glory. Being a father is a loving job. And what all children need is tender, loving care that they can depend on. When we talk about nurturing a child, we provide all the needs for the physical, mental, and spiritual development of that child. And there comes the time that we got to correct that child. If you don't discipline that child and let that child know what the Lord would have him or her to do, then you're going to ruin that child. But you ought to be a real father. A father is the male parent or guardian of a child. A man who acts as a father. A man who creates, starts, or found something. In Bible times, in the household, he was charged with the responsibility of providing for the family and giving religious instruction to the children. So the father had a very special responsibility. The father's responsibility, not only was it to take care of the family, but it was also to instruct them on spiritual values. So in other words, the father needs to be in touch with the father. See, you can't be a father if you don't know the father. Because the father teaches you how to be a father. Now, we're talking about today, there's nothing like the love of a caring father. When you care, that means that we show compassion for others. And it's our responsibility to charge or to protect them. A father's love ought to be an unconditional love that runs deeper than the surface. We got a whole lot of folk that say that they are father, but they don't act like they know anything about fatherhood. How many of you know that there's a lot to be said about a good father? If you got a father that you can look up to, you ought to be thanking God right now. For a good father will take care of his family. The Bible says, if a son shall ask bread of any that is a father, will he give him a stone, or will he ask for a fish? Will he give him a serpent? Or if he asks the father for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If he would ask him, even if he asked him for anything, will he give him anything otherwise than what the child has asked for? You see, we got friends on this side of life, and they'll say, I'll do this or I'll do that. But if a friend came to you in the middle of the night, say, I don't have any bread to feed my children, will you get up out your bed and give them a loaf of bread? Or will you tell them it's too late in the night and I don't have any bread to spare? You see, Jesus let them know that that's the type of love that a friend will have. But let me give you the love that God would have. For if God will love you like a human father, if a human father is evil and know how to do good things for his child, what do you think the father that says high will do for you? I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that we serve a father that says high and he looked down low. I serve a father this morning that know everything there is to know about me. And I stop by to tell somebody that there's nothing like the love of a caring father. I thank God that a father cares at all times. A father will be there early in the morning and late in the midnight hour. A father will be right there when everybody turned their back on you. But I found out that there is a father above all fathers. His name is Dr. Jesus. He is the father of us all. And if you know anything about being a child of God, the Bible says you got to learn how to humble yourself. If you humble yourself at the feet of God, at the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due time. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I stopped to let somebody know that the Father that sits high in the sky, he's right down here on the earth. He cares about every situation that you got. If you need help, all you got to do is call on the Father. If you get sick in your body, call on the Father. If you don't have any money, call on your Father. If you need food, call on the Father. The Father that I'm talking about, he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Father that I'm talking about, he's the Lord and he's my shepherd. And I shall not want. The Father that I'm talking about, when I fell down and stubbed my leg, he got me back up and said everything is going to be all right. The Father that I'm talking about, when I was nothing but a wretch undone, he sent his son Jesus to die on Calvary's hill so that I might have the right to the tree of life. The Father that I'm talking about, he'll never walk out on nobody. The Father that I'm talking about, he got brothers and sisters all over the land. He got so many children that he can't even count them. But every one of us this morning belong to the Father that sits high. I remember when I rode down the road and on the marquee it said, I'm glad I got a father who cares. I'm glad that I got a father. Anybody glad that they got a father this morning? Does your father care? Will your father make a way out of no way? My father made the dust of the ground. My father breathed into my nostrils the breath of life and I became a living soul. My father called me one day. So I want you to carry the word. I want you to preach the gospel. My father said, if you have to go by yourself, don't worry, because I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. some 12 years ago, my earthly father died, but I heard the word of the Lord say that I'll be a father for the fatherless. So I found out that my earthly father might be dead, but I got a father that will never die. I got a father that's still on my side. I got a father that can do anything but fail. I got a father that loved me, Lord, and I love myself. Anybody love their father? Anybody need their father? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. The Lord want us to praise him. The Lord want us to lift him up. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for my father that sits high. I thank God for the father that I had. But I thank him even more right now for the father I got right now. He sits high and he looks down low. I thank God that he is my father, your father, and their father. I have a father who cares this morning. He cares. He cares. And because he cares, hallelujah, we ought to be the kind of father that God wants us to be. It does not mean that you're going to be perfect, because that won't happen. But you ought to be the father that God would have you to be. He knows when you don't have an answer, but he will give you an answer. All you got to do is pray and trust. We got too many little children walking around that don't even know their daddy. It's not their fault. It's the daddy's fault. And then sometimes I hear him say, they won't bring him to see me. You the adult. You know where they live. If you love them, find them. If they won't let you see them, call the law. The same way they call the law on us, you better learn how to call the law back on them. Some of you crazy enough to think that the man crazy enough, they're just going to give you the money. Money ain't for hairdos. Ain't for nails. It's for the babies. Then when you get through getting pretty, then you want to go and run the man down. Now, not all of you. Some of you use it for the good. But some of you don't. God knows who you are. But to every man, if you're in the system, you better pay what you owe. Or they got somewhere that they'll carry you. If that's the only way that they can get it, that's what has to happen. But if you're going to be a real man and you're going to be proud of your offsprings, if you can sit down and reason one with another, if you can help it, don't go uptown. Just sit down. Talk about it and be real. And then do right by those children. We are both at fault, mama and daddy, because too many of us come out of, I don't know what kind of relationships they were. I ain't even gonna try to name them, but it didn't have no staying power. Most of you ladies know when you got a good man, you got a good thing. And that good man you got is not a perfect man. So he's going to have some flaws and some faults. But don't trade what you got for what you think you want. Because a lot of times you get something worse than what you had in the first place. It's Father's Day. It's not about beating nobody up over the head. I'm not telling you nothing that you don't already know. And if you're not one that's guilty, I'm not talking to you anyway. But if you are guilty, I'm bold enough to say I'm talking to you. I love these babies. And these babies need fathers. That's why I cry out to our brotherhood fellowship. When our children having something, let's be somewhere in the midst. Even if you don't do nothing, just walk around just so they can see you. There's nothing stronger than a church with men in it, a family with men that will stand in and say, oh, no, you ain't going to talk to your mama like that. You're not mine, but I'll beat you like you mine. It's time for us to take our authority back, men,